Well, I come in a little flower there. It's not especially a flower, it's more or less like a tiny lily.
How big is it?
Oh, they grew up to 8 or 10, 12 feet tall.
I mean, the plant itself, the flower.
The flower not over 1.5 inches long. And it's kind of a little frilly plant. You're a little cluster. It's a little bit like a honeysuckle, except to grow more of a cluster. And the honeysuckle is, they call it honeysuckle too, but they've got a green plant, a climbing honeysuckle.
What's it climb
on? Most of the same. We got some of that in the yard out there. What it's called wild honeysuckle. But it's kind of like a morning glory vine a little bit. It just runs and climbs.
Does morning glory grow wild out here? Talking?
Yeah, morning glories.
Most of these things are in the woods?
Yeah, most of them in the woods, but I mean, this is a morning glory around houses a little bit, but not too much. But you have morning glories, and then we got big wisteria vine out in the backyard in the pine tree. It's been here ever since I had, 25, 30 years old.
Really?
Around the pine tree back there. It makes a purple flower on it. Kind of hang in the pod. And it blooms. Sometimes blooms twice a year.
When does it come out?
It blooms in springtime, about around March, about the last of March, early spring. And then it might bloom again a little later in the year sometime, just a little bit. But it's a real high climbing vine too. But
okay. I ask you some questions if you've traveled anywhere around Georgia and other states.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about some?
Well, we've covered Georgia pretty fair. We've been St. Simon and Jekyll a good bit. We used to spend summers spend a vacation at St. Simon every year when the children were small. We went down there for, 8 or 10 years.
What about when you were a boy?
Huh?
What about when you were a boy growing up?
Well, we mostly just stayed in the county then. We didn't do much travel then. Most everybody took his own, just inside the county. Just more or less go visiting his kin folks on Sunday. But no such things as travel, because most all your traveling around here was done after the 40s, after people got a little more money and everything, and better roads and better cars, because I guess back in as late as 1935 and everything, the road would not even pay the Tifton. And
how far away is Tifton?
20 miles to the east. And I guess the road to Tifton was paved about 35 or 37, and the road to Douglas was paved about along then.
What was it before it was paved?
Dirt. Yeah, dirt road, you didn't travel too fast or too far. But the Fitzgerald Solar Road, that was paved back in 1917. It was one of the first paved roads in the state. And
did federal government do that?
No, state done experiment. And then after that, it was probably not over 10 foot wide when they put it down the first time. And it was paved with really old steamrollers. And after they opened up the other highways around through here, people began to travel more and go better.
How they used to pave them with steamrollers, do you know?
Where they used asphalt, and they're just, I guess they had more steam power and they had fuel power, and before that go, the streets in Osceola, which were put down in 1920 or 29,